In the studio with me, we've got John Brandler from Brandler Galleries. Hello, John.
How are you doing?
I'm all the better for speaking to you.
You're a smoothie.
Very, very busy, busy, busy man.
We are.
You're hard to tie down. Not that you're into that.
I've been like that for...
Not that you're into that, but you understand what I mean.
Only at weekends, yeah. With a pink dress, yeah, okay. we are very, very busy. I'm very lucky. I think we're in a recession now. You're seeing property prices come down in London, which means it's going to happen elsewhere. You see...
It's just the ebb and flow. It'll happen.
It's a cycle. This is my fourth, fifth recession since I've started in business. Yeah. I started in a recession. And I've been there just under 40 years now, 38, 39 years. So that's nothing new. Boringly, it's nothing new. But we are very, very busy for, I must admit, nothing to do with me. I'm just a bit lucky at the moment, or unlucky. We've got the project in Wales, the Banksy.
The Banksy you bought, didn't you?
They are driving me mad.
Are they really?
Yeah, the biggest disadvantage with buying anything in Wales is you're English.
I've heard this.
And the biggest resistance to putting a museum into Wales, an international museum in Wales is Banks is not English, is he?
Oh, really?
So a friend sent me the photograph of the advertisement on the back of a bus in Cardiff.
Yeah.
There's an exhibition, an amazing exhibition at Buckingham Palace at the moment, of Leonardo da Vinci drawings. And if you get a chance, wherever you are in London, go to this show. It is amazing.
Yeah.
But on the back of the bus, they were advertising this exhibition in Cardiff. No, in Cardiff, they were advertising the exhibition, I should say. And Leonardo da Vinci has a Welsh name. They translated his name into Welsh.
Really?
So I want to see what they do for Picasso and Rembrandt and Caruso and Placido Domingo and anybody else with a name. I mean...
Really? They do realise Leonardo da Vinci is not actually his name.
They do realise that he's not Welsh, but apparently he has a Welsh name as well. He was multinational, was Leonardo da Vinci. So that gives you an idea of...
That's so funny.
And then the Welsh say people pick on them. Duh.
Bless them.
Bless them, you know. So we've got that little problem happening in Wales. We're incredibly busy in the gallery because we've got some Banksy's, and Banksy's got a show coming up in a couple of months' time.
Yeah.
And we've got Connor Brothers' artwork at the moment. I've just got two small prints with me today to show you, and they've got a show coming up in a year's time in London, and they're already gearing up for that. The demand is so great.
So what's been happening with your Banksy then?
Well, the Banksy thing is nothing, basically. It's in the middle of a 6,000 square feet building.
Right.
45 yards from an internationally connected railway station.
Right, yeah.
And there isn't a single sign up in the town telling you where it is.
Oh, you're joking. Have you got any other works of art around it? Because you're going to fill the place with works of art, weren't you?
There are some other street artists have gone and done work in the town because of the Banksy.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's no map to tell anybody where they are. So literally, you can be standing within 2 metres.
And you wouldn't know it's there.
And you wouldn't know it's there because the window... is like a plate glass mirror.
Oh, you would have thought they would have jumped all over that.
The artwork is in darkness.
Yeah.
Think about it, the physics of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The room is in darkness. You've got a plate glass mirror, then you've got daylight outside.
Yeah, so it's not going to see in.
It acts like a mirror. So you can't see it. And a friend of mine was on the train earlier this week and took a photograph from the train of the building that it's in. And there's a big sign on the right-hand side saying units to let. And there's a big sign on the left-hand shop saying units to let. And there's absolutely nothing on the one in the middle with the Banksy inside it.
Really? Now, this is for their benefit, isn't it? Really, to be honest with you. Huge benefit for the town.
It should be. It should be 150,000 visitors a year.
Which you could hit with something like this.
Which is roughly 3,000 to 4,000 a week. And I mean, guess what? Obviously, in the summer, there'd be more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
When this was up a hill in the bad weather, they were getting 2,000 visitors a day.
Oh, really?
So... putting it into the middle of town should be drawing tens of thousands of tourists into the town, spending money in the town.
Nothing at all.
But anyway, on a more cheerful note, because I was getting very cross about them, and now I'm just thinking, tell you what, guys, you carry on.
They'll do it in their own time, probably.
They'll do it in their own time, probably after the 3 years when I've taken it away.
P- Possibly.
I mean, there's a deadline on this. I've said I'll lend it to them for a minimum of 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't do anything for 3 years,
no, that's right.
There's no point in lending it any longer.
No, that's right.
So we're getting people buying Banksys because the demand is phenomenal.
Oh, really? Is this highlighting the rest of the Banksys?
Yeah, it's highlighting the ones we've got in the gallery. So people are saying, can I have a photograph of you with one of your Banksys?
Or we want
to film you in the gallery and with some Banksys in the background. So the Brentwood has been on television, apart from Terry, but Brentwood in my gallery has been on television everywhere from Japan to HBO in America.
Oh, really? That's fantastic. I mean, that's good for Brentwood as well.
Good for Brentwood. But, you know, we've got what I call the modern culture of Terry.
Yeah.
And we've got the more classical culture of what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
More traditional culture of what I do. I mean, Brentwood, you know, at one point Turner lived here.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Turner did some paintings of South Weald. He was living here for a while. So, you know, it's nothing new. So that's good. And we're very, very busy. The other thing we're busy with is people, because they're worried about Brexit.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to worry about. If you worry, there's nothing we can do about it anyway.
Well, I think that the worry for people with some money, not mega money, but some money, is that their buying power is going to go down.
Yeah.
So some of them are buying art, some of them are buying gold, some of them are buying fine wines, but they're buying international commodities.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you've got something and you want to sell it in America, you'll get the same buying power that you had before. So whether the pound goes up or down...
It's irrelevant.
They've got it covered, if you like.
Yeah, yeah.
They're hedging their bets. So we're doing a lot with people like that. We can't... As an art gallery, we can't give financial advice. We're not an FCA-regulated body.
Yeah.
I can give personal advice as what I like and what I'm buying for myself for the next 5 years, because I tend to work on 5 to 10 year cycles. So I started buying Banksy in 2003 when they were literally a couple of £100. I started buying Connor Brothers about 6 years ago when they first started and they were next to nothing. I had a lovely thing yesterday. I had lunch, coffee with a lady, and I'd sold her a Connor Brothers print about 3 years ago. And and because I only see her from time to time, she bought it for £75 and then didn't get around to paying me.
Right.
And we kept missing each other. It was one of those things.
Anyway, yeah.
I saw her coffee yesterday. And she said, oh, by the way, I owe you some money. Here's your £75. And I thought, oh, thank you. Because I sold one last week for 700.
It's gone up now.
But, you know, I didn't tell her that, and I didn't, you know, she owed me £75, that's fine.
Yeah,
she,
just
know,
take the money.
Take the money.
Is that a Connor Brothers?
That's a Connor Brothers. I brought two with me. One is a girl putting a top on.
Yeah.
With a blue background and a red trousers and a red top, looking over her arms at you, and she says, I can resist everything except temptation.
Yeah, that's about right.
Which is about right, can't we all? And then the other one is a girl running away towards a sort of psycho... symbol in the background, and the again nice sexy lady, and then wife it in when you were born to stand out.
Yeah,
there are too many grey ordinary people in the world.
Yeah,
we need characters. We need people.
I love a character.
A bit of eccentricity is good.
Yeah,
a bit of that makes them a bit more memorable than just another grey body getting on.
I love characters
commuting into London. You know, coming home looking like a drone. You see them every Friday afternoon, every Friday evening, coming out of Shenfield Station. You know, they're not having a life.
Yeah.
They are having an existence.
Just existing.
Paying off the mortgage, paying off the loan, paying off the credit cards, paying off whatever it happens to be. You know, it's much better to enjoy what you do, to enjoy your life. You don't have to make so much money. We're spoilt in the southeast.
Yeah, we are totally.
When it comes to money. I mean, in Port Talbot, where the Banksy is, you can buy a terraced cottage for £15,000.
Really? Oh, my word. Mind you, there's no work. Is there any work? There's no work.
No, there's going to be even work even less soon because Tata Steel are going to be pulling out. But the builders say you can buy a house cheaper than you can build it.
Oh, my word.
So nobody buys something, does it up and sells it on because there's no point.
They just leave it.
Yeah. But on the other hand, houses are bought to be lived in, not as commodities.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Which is what's happened around, you know. Different thing altogether. So it's about the quality of life.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was 13, I decided that I wanted a nice quality of life rather than to make a lot of money. I've been very lucky, actually. I've done both. So, by picking things that I was happy to back picking artists that I was happy to back. Buy them, stock them. I mean, in September, there's a charity do at the British Museum, and we're supplying some of the artwork. And one of the pieces we're supplying is the Banksy postcard, which we sell framed for £100.
Yeah.
And it was created for the British Museum a year or two ago. So it's going full circle. We're taking a Banksy back into the British Museum that was there a couple of years ago.
Fantastic.
It's things like that. It's good fun.
Fantastic. Well, John, it's always good to see you. It's always good to speak to
always
you.
Always nice to chat to you.
You're a fascinating person. We're going to have a picky up against the green screen in a minute with your pictures.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see you again this time next month, yeah?
This time next month. So you can switch your radios off for this time next month. And I promise I'll try not to bore you this time next month.